what a difference 750 billion euros can make. The huge European bailout of some of the weaker debtor nations within the eurozone, Greece and others, has restored confidence among investors, reinvigorated stock markets on several continents, and left the rest of us scratching our heads trying to figure out just what happened. For example, what does it mean that the Federal Reserve has resumed swapping dollars for euros to help stave off a sovereign debt crisis overseas? Well, joining us to help answer that and other questions is C. Fred Bergsten, director of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Welcome to the program once again.
Good to be here.
And first, I understand that the deal that European finance ministers reached extends the resources of the more solvent countries that use the euro to the less solvent ones. But what does our central bank have to do with this deal?
The dollar is the world's currency, of course, and part of the risk of freezing up of financial markets in Europe is a freezing up of dollar lending between banks and non-banks over there. In addition to the shortage of euros or other currencies that they trade among each other, there is a risk that their dollar lending might dry up. So the Fed makes dollars available to the European Central Bank just to make sure that there's no drying up of the dollar component of the global financial network.
Now, as for the Europeans, what will the overall package actually do?
Greece should be thought of like Lehman Brothers, a possible default that would freeze financial markets, therefore suck the lifeblood out of the economy and throw the economy into a deep tailspin. The big rescue package that's now been announced really does, I think, avoid that risk. It could take care of any possible combination of European debt problems, including Spain, which has been the real problem that some in the markets feared could lead to another global crisis.
And they're saying, in effect, if, say, the Spanish government actually could not handle its own debts, Europe will back them up. There's a fund there that will be there if needed.
This is a huge bailout or rescue fund. It would provide wherewithal to any conceivable European problem country so that that country could avoid a default, put in place an orderly adjustment mechanism. It is noteworthy that both Portugal and Spain, though not as drastically as Greece, have committed to take additional economic policy measures to reduce the risk that they would have to default or, in fact, could lose confidence of markets even short of that. So this is, in a way, the typical package, a lot of financing, but also some commitments on the part of the countries in difficulty to put their houses in order and reduce the risk that any of this would ever come to pass.
Is this a case of the anti-austerity rioters in Greece actually winning? That is, Europe looked at the prospect of political instability on its periphery or the breakdown of the common currency and said, those things are both unacceptable, so a highly unpalatable alternative, spending our money to bail out countries that went too far into debt, is the only thing we can do.
Certainly the Greek government has won by getting this kind of support package, but the Greek rioters are still going to have to go through some very tough austerity measures. If the Greek government failed to follow through on all those things it has committed to do, then the money would not be there, and Greece would, for all the problems, still be forced into a default situation. I think what this does is not so much protect Greece, but protects Portugal, Spain, anybody else who might suffer contagion from the Greek problem, and that avoids the bigger risk to the euro, to the eurozone economy as a whole, and to the world economy. Greece by itself is not going to cause any big problems for the world economy or even the Europeans or the euro. But if it's spread to other countries, particularly a big one like Spain, then all bets are off. And that's what's really been headed off by this package.
Fred Bergsten, thanks so much for talking with us once again.
Glad to do it.
That is C. Fred Bergsten, director of the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C.